Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have our weekly motivational segment from our good friend, Freddie Fry. Today, Freddie explains why true winners never lose. Enjoy.
It's in defeat when the greatest lessons are taught. So true. I know you're going through something right now. Something happened in your life. And you don't know how to overcome what it was that happened in your life. You feel defeated. You feel like a loser. Today, I'm treating you just like I treat my players. This is Coach Freddie Fry talking to you today. Because those L's, they are not losses. They are learns. From this day forward, when something happens to you, don't ask why me. Why did this happen? You take a moment and you ask yourself, what can I learn from this? What is life trying to teach me? Because it's in those lessons, it's in those perceived losses that the championships are won. If you take the great Michael Jordan, everybody looks at Jordan as a winner because he won 6 championships. But what some of you guys fail to realize is it took him many years and many learns to get to that level. Lost in the first round early on. Lost in the first round again. Lost in the first round again. Made it to the semifinals. Made it to the conference finals. Lost to the Detroit Pistons. He couldn't overcome the Detroit Pistons for a few years. Just like in your life, there are things, obstacles that you can't overcome that you keep battling. But the problem is you just take it as losses and you're not learning from the thing that you can't overcome. You have every opportunity to be great. You have every opportunity to overcome whatever is ailing you, whatever is stopping you. Jordan and the Chicago Bulls finally learned from all of the losses, learned from all of the mistakes, learned and grew and got better, finally started winning championships. And once Jordan and the Bulls started winning championships, they didn't look back for a long time. I'm telling you personally, it took me many, many, many learns to get to the point where I'm able to talk to you and tell you what I overcame in my life, the lessons that I learned, the messages that were in my mess that I cleaned up to get to a point where I could tell you, you too can go to another level. Stop scoreboard watching. That's the problem. I tell my players this all the time. And like I said, you're my player today. So I'm telling you, the score doesn't matter. I know you feel like you're down 28-3 in your Super Bowl of life. But just like the New England Patriots did, you can come back and win. I know for me, all of the biggest championships that I ever won, not only in basketball, but in life, forced me to sit down and figure out why I was not achieving success. Whether it was relationships, whether it was family, whether it was friends, whether it was business, I had to revise. I had to strategize. I had to execute. I had to do it all over again until I got to the point where I was winning. You need to do the exact same thing. Your life is teaching. But are you learning? This is a wine-free zone. There's no time to whine. There's only time to win. So you have to get busy revising, figuring out what your life is telling you, learning, growing, and putting yourself in a position to overcome any obstacle that you might be facing. There's no time frame on this. Learn from the mistakes. Learn from the bad fortune. Learn from the problems. And put yourself in a position to receive your finally. Put yourself in a position to receive your it's about time. Put yourself in a position to grow and to glow like the diamond that you truly are. This is a great day to win. So let's learn, climb the hump, and make each and every day of our lives a Wednesday. Let's go.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.